The band Lanterna is pretty much just Henry Frame. The sound centers around his soft, undulating musical landscapes, pieces built around the sound of gently articulated electric guitars. The new album is called Sand, and David Greenberger has our review.
Henry Frame works in his home studio in Champaign, Illinois, recording onto an old Tascam 8-track reel-to-reel. In a break with traditional recording processes, he brings in a drummer to complete the piece. This time, Steve Day has added percussion to some of the underlying tracks. Lanterna combines the atmospheric wizardry of Brian Eno with the subtle orchestral nuances of Philip Glass and the gorgeously earthy and emotive bearing of Nick Drake. One could have the impression that the sound of Lanterna boils down to an electric guitar and a delay pedal. But just because any citizen is free to obtain and utilize these instruments doesn't mean it would sound anything like this. When Henry Frame writes songs, he starts with basic tracks, building on them with layers of guitars. This music is hypnotic in the way that a wheat field ripples under a breeze or ocean waves appear and dissolve. With each new Lanterna release, Henry Frame also sculpts a full album. He revels in the subtle changes of mood from song to song. These changes are never jarring, always organically stitched into the shape of the work as a whole. For example, after the drones of the title number comes the folk-like feel of Windward, which then gives way to the subtly more complex chordal and harmonic structure of Fields. The music that Henry Frame has created over three albums as Lanterna could be heard as one long and gently evolving piece. It's rich with a quietly pulsating and dreamy atmosphere, similar to parts of Pink Floyd's Metal. This all adds up to something that is uniquely Henry Frame's world.
The CD is by Lanterna, and it's called Sands. Our reviewer is David Greenberger.